Parents are still the greatest influence on a child's life. And that is why, would you write down in number two, godly character is first modeled and then developed. You've heard the phrases, the apple didn't fall far from the tree, like father, like son. And I found through my own personal study that children of Portuguese parents usually are Portuguese.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Yesterday, we began a message entitled Promises Yet to Come, where Pastor Wayne taught us the importance of developing character if we want to see God's promises fulfilled in our lives. But how do we become people of godly character? Well, here's Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Promises Yet to Come.
I think about Roy Yamamoto, who spoke last week. He's now our prison chaplain, has been for some time. When he came out of prison and he came to New Hope, he could hardly read. It was very difficult for him to read. He probably read, I don't know, maybe, and I'm just surmising, but at a second grade level. It was very hard for him. But he knew that he wanted to be in ministry. And he said, I want to take some classes from the Bible college. So we actually had a mentor sit with him in class to help him read. And then later on, Roy learned how to do daily devotions. And because of his reading level, it probably took him 4 or 5 times longer than most people to do devotions, but he stuck with it. He stayed with it, and I would say that Roy learned how to read, for the most part, from doing daily devotions. He learned to read from the Bible and his discipline in life. And I look at him now and I say, you know, it took you a long time to develop that character because you could have dropped out. You could have just thrown everything to the wind, but you didn't. And you stayed with it. And now I look at the promises of God for his life being unlocked one at a time and the influence that he has and how he trusts God. And he knows that he is not the source of any strength. God is. And he is used by God all over the U.S. in prisons. And many have come to Christ because the promises of God are being unleashed in this man's life because of character. I think of Chris Kyriakos. He came up through a pretty tough family life. Parents went through a divorce, and his dad went through some things that was pretty tough for Chris to swallow. And yet he felt a call on his life. I remember when he was a junior high kid, he was like, I wanted to put him on some kind of drug because he was so gasa-gasa. He would just go crazy everywhere. And I watched him in junior high and then high school. And then he wanted to go into college. And he's a great singer and a musician. You've probably heard him here. And he wanted to go to New Hope Christian College. And so he got a scholarship to go there. But he had to keep a 3.0 GPA. Well, he let that slide all the way down to about a 1.9. So I said, you're out, you're done. He said, but I really feel I'd like to go. I'm sorry, you're not getting a scholarship. Yeah, but I feel God's calling me to go. So I said, then you go on your own. You figure out how to work, get an odd job. You get work study, do anything you can. But if God's calling you, you go, but you're not getting a scholarship. You work for it. He said, all right, then I will. I said, good. And he did exactly that. He studied like crazy. He worked odd jobs. He did work study program. He had to discipline his life. Was it hard work? Absolutely. And he just came back this last term and his GPA was 4.0. Isn't that great? It takes hard work. But was it academics? No. God used academics for him to build character. And as he built character, God began to unlock the promises that were in him. You understand? Without character, those promises go unfulfilled. Character. Character. If not, you get talent, but you don't have character. And you can get in trouble with talent alone. Let's read this next bullet here. Would you read this? Go. Talent can take you where your character, write that in, will not sustain you. Talent. If you've got talent alone, it can take you where your character, if you don't have character, will not be able to sustain you. Your talent can mess you up. That which has a wonderful beginning, talent. People can have a very inauspicious ending because of a lack of character. We know some of those. The names I'm about to say to you actually started off in church, and they were known for their great talent. But did they have character? You decide. The first started singing in church at an early age for Christ. She had great talent. She got signed up by big companies. Did she have character? You decide. Her name's Britney Spears. The other came from a youth group. Her father was the youth pastor, Jessica Simpson. Whitney Houston began in church singing for Christ. And even some of you may remember Janis Joplin. She died of a drug overdose. She was a youth group kid singing songs for Christ. And then all of us know about Elvis Presley, who began singing for God. His talent took him places that his character wasn't able to sustain. He too died of a drug overdose. Very inauspicious endings. You see, talent alone can take you to places where your character will not be able to sustain you. So you know what God does sometimes? He holds you back. Yeah, but I've got this talent and this dream. Yeah, but you don't have a character, so hang tight. Why? I want to get going. People want me. Just be chilled here, because we got to build character first. Otherwise, talent alone will not do it. And it's not talent that'll get you places. It's the promises of God released that will. Along with character, you'll have a godly life that has the peace of God and the blessings of God. So sometimes God holds us back. We get impatient. We want things to happen now. But it takes time. His name was James Garfield. He was the president of the United States, but before he was president of the United States, he was president of Hiram College in Ohio. It's still going today. When a hurry-up business father, a very affluent man, brought his son into the president's office, and he said to James Garfield, is there any way to get my son through this college faster than 4 years and get him into the real world of making money? James Garfield had a great and insightful answer. He said, shrugging his shoulders, it all depends what you want to make of your son. You see, he said, when you want to grow an oak tree, it'll take you at least 7 years. But if you want to make squash, 3 months will do. There's no shortcuts to the promises of God and character to go along with it. There are no shortcuts. It takes hard work. And sometimes God will hold you back a little bit from an opportunity, because not every opportunity is from God. And if we're too impatient or impetuous, it can ruin us. It was so with Abraham. God knew that Abraham was going to have great promises given to him and unleashed. But yet there was character to be built. So you're going to read a word called, shall we hide? That word hide in the Hebrew actually means, shall we hold tight on for a while? Shall we just hold back? And let's read what it says about Abraham out of Genesis 18. Go. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be. Yeah, he said there's going to be so many promises unleashed, and he's not ready. Let's hide it from him for a while. Hold it back, because I want his character built. And he said, well, how do you build character? Especially when our kids are consumed by a world, inundated by a world, surrounded by television with bad morals and teachers with wrong perspectives, leadership in a country, peer pressure, all of these things. Do we have hope? Well, even though they're in the midst of a crooked and a perverted generation, do you know what? Still, I'm going to talk to some of us here today just for this point. Do you know what still is the greatest influence on our children? It's not television or Hollywood. It's still, guess what? Parents. Parents. Parents are still the greatest influence on a child's life. And that is why, would you write down in number two, godly character is first modeled and then developed. Modeled. Good or bad? Modeled. I see in my kids the best of me and the worst of me. Modeled. You've heard the phrases. It's a chip. He's a chip off the old block. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. Like father, like son. And it's been found that children do have a tendency to grow up just like their parents. If parents abuse drugs, children will have a tendency to do the same. If parents smoke, children will tend to smoke. If parents live with a low self-esteem, they'll have a tendency to raise children with the same affliction. And I did some research on my own, and I found through my own personal study that children of Portuguese parents usually are Portuguese. But the folk wisdom still holds true. Seeing is... Yeah, a lot of what the kids see is what they come to believe. That happened in the Old Testament when parents lived an inconsistent life. They feared God, but they served other idols. They went to church, but they didn't live like church people. And their kids grew up the same way. They went to church, but they didn't live that way. In fact, let's read it and you'll see. Pretty poignant. This verse out of 2 Kings 17. Go. While these nations feared the Lord, they also served their idols, their children likewise, and their grandchildren, as their fathers did, so they do till this day. Wow. The best thing you can do for your children is grow in godly character. The best thing you can do for them is grow in godly character. Character in your marriage, in your dealings, in your business, in your time management, everything. Well, as I come to a close and I come to the last point, let me ask you this question. What letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F, do you want on your life when it's all said and done? I want to tell you something that might be shocking. God will not grade your life. You will. You're going to grade your own marriage. You're grading it right now. Because the kind of marriage you want is the kind you're aiming for, you're living for, you're developing. Do you want a B-minus marriage, a C-minus marriage? What about your faith? You want a D-minus faith? In the end, God won't grade your life. You will have. You will have already graded your life. So people say, well, God, is God a mean judge? No, you will have already judged yourself. See, it's like you grade your own papers. You say, well, I want all A plus. I really, really, really want the promises of God to come to pass. Then if that's so, then you must be diligent to develop godly character. That's the key. You use a sledgehammer and you use a pry bar. You try to do things on your own. You come to wrong conclusions. Why aren't the promises coming to pass in my life or my finances? You promise. You're bad. You're unfaithful. You're wrong. See, we try to do it all our own way. And then we come to wrong conclusion that it's God's fault. Reminds me of this Portuguese boy that was having an experiment in biology. And he had this big grasshopper. And he had to write things about the grasshopper. And so he pulls one leg off the grasshopper. And he says, jump! And the grasshopper jumps. So he writes down, grasshopper without one leg. That bugger can't jump. So he pulls one more leg off. Jump! Grasshopper jumps. A little lopsided now, but jump. Grasshopper without two legs can jump. He pulls off. How many do they have? Four legs? Okay. Huh? Six. Okay. He pulls off two more. So he's only got two left. And he said, jump. And that grasshopper kind of jumps a little bit. He said, grasshopper without four legs still can jump. and finally pulls off the last two legs. And I didn't have any legs. And he says, jump. And that thing is laying there like this. Jump. He writes down, grasshopper without legs, that bugger no can hear. Wrong conclusions. But we're like that. We try to do things our own way, and we come to these weird conclusions like, whoa, 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 whoa. We use sledgehammers and we use crowbars on our marriage or our finances or our future, our family. And when the promises don't come to pass, we say, God, you're wrong. You weren't faithful. It's like God is saying, well, wrong conclusion. There's a key to all my promises, and it's character. You take a look at the fruit of the Spirit. It's all about character. It's not real something super hyper spiritual. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. Watch this. Peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. It's all character. Do you know the Spirit of God is working in a mighty spiritual way to build practical character? You take a look at 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. What is it? How does it define love? Love is romantic, cool, chicken skin on the body in the candlelight. Doesn't say anything. Watch all the character. Love is patient and kind. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not brag. Is not easily offended. Love believes all things. Hopes the best. Endures all things. This quality of love will never fail you. The truest kind of love that's the most romantic is all character. Because God knows, young lady, when you have a godly character, young man, when you live with godly character, it gives God great joy because he knows the promises of God will start to be released one at a time in your life. And as you build character, promises are released. And you begin to partake in his divine nature. So I'd say this. If you want God's promises to come to pass, would you write down number 3? God's promises must be pursued with great intentionality. Great. Go for it with all your heart. That's what Jeremiah says. Read this first verse with me. Go. Then you will call upon me. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with, yeah, underline that, all your heart. Don't make it a side game, a second job, a part-time thing. Let's read the next one. Go. You will seek the Lord your God and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all. Can I encourage you as we close? Pursue growth in character and work harder on yourself than on anything else. Because when you do, others around you will become automatic beneficiaries of your growth in character. Your marriage will be an automatic beneficiary of God's promises. Character is the key. When my children were growing up, I wrote letters to them, and it's from my first book called Gems Along the Way, and Aaron was, I think, 2 and Amy was 3, and I wrote a letter to them about this very thing, and I paged through the book the other day, and I thought, this is good. It says this, Dear Amy and Aaron, I saw a lady with a 5-carat diamond ring on the other day. Wow, was it ever impressive. That diamond must be worth more than $50,000. Now, the band was a simple gold band, and it held that diamond with just about 4 or so fingers. And my, I thought in my mind, that setting had better be strong because it's holding $50,000. Now, Aaron, although the setting doesn't get as much attention as the diamond itself, that setting is just as important as a diamond. Because you see, any wise jeweler would never put a precious jewel in a poor or weak setting. Because if he did, then one small bump, boop, and that gem would be lost forever. The strength and quality of the setting will determine the security and staying power of the diamond. Character is like that setting. God has promised us such wonderful gems, yet without the basis of character, these gems or his promises would be lost and forfeited at the very first bump. Now, God's desire is to produce character in each of us prior to the setting of the gem. Whether those gems are a good marriage or an influential position, the promise of a ministry or finances or a family, each of these will require strong character. That's the setting that must be developed before the placement of the gem. So strengthen your setting. That'll be your responsibility. Build your character. Learn to forgive. To be diligent. Learn to be honest. Stay steady. Learn to be faithful and keep commitments. Learn to go by what you know is true and not necessarily how you feel at that moment. And God will refine your metal until it's pure gold. He will shape your character until it's strong and worthy of trust. And then, when God sees that your setting is ready, he will place the most beautiful gems into your life. And when that happens, you will start to shine. With all my love, Dad. And then I added a P.S. P.S. I was actually going to buy a ring like that for your mother, but I looked at her hand, and her hand is already so beautiful. Why mess it up with a big old rock? Let's stand together. We're going to bow our heads and have our final prayer. If you're here with your heads bowed and you say, you know, Wayne, I hang around God's stuff too, but I don't know if I really know God. I mean, I need God to transform my life and my spirit. I have tried to repair my old ways, but I think I just need to discard the whole enchilada. And I need God to give me a new heart, a new life. And you see, that's the great exchange. That's what it means to be born again. I can't repair the old. It's beyond repair. Lord, would you just give me a new heart? And he will. But then you belong to God at that point because it's God's life in you, not a repaired old one. It's brand new. It's a brand new life. And then we become the property of the Most High. That's when you become a new creation. If that's you today, I want you right now just to raise a hand and say, yeah, Lord, that's me. Go ahead and let him know that you're going to say yes, okay? Yeah, the Lord sees those hands, yeah. You want to receive Christ and say, Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. Yep, God sees that hand. Lord, would you come into my heart? Yep, God sees that too, sister. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray this prayer after me in closing, would you, before we sing our final song? And let's make this our heart. Pray this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for my sins so I might have life everlasting. Change me. Build my character. Make me like you so that your promises can be released into my life. And I say this so everybody hears. So you hear me, so I hear myself, so the devil hears. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You've just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Promises Yet to Come by Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Now for Pastor Wayne Cordero and all the Ohana at New Hope Christian Fellowship, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.